and be satisfied with those amendments of mortal body. I must seek the truth, eternity, happiness. Bhaktivedanta is his own reward. We shall be bhaktivas, that does not mean but something else. Bhaktu is its own reward, that I am in the real path of searching the truth, that is its own reward. With this capital we must go forward. Can you follow?
Yes. Goodness for goodness sake.
I am searching after truth, eliminating falsehood, dismissing scent of falsehood. That is the reward. Bhaktu is his own reward. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
I find myself and many of Swami Maharaj's disciples who had left this time have tremendous difficulty trying to practice.
According to your conscience, according to your sincere consciousness, you will choose your companion. What one can do than this? A sincere seeker of the truth, he can only do that according to his own choice of conscience. He will associate, find out, select associates.
It is so hard to regain sadhana.
No other alternative. Otherwise I must be a cheater of myself. Clear to my conscience, we shall select my association who will be able to help me on this long journey. Gold, Hari Bol. And selection, only search after truth, that must have the first consideration, not any other thing. That I will be, you'll get some name, fame, or money, or power. All these things must not come in consideration when we are searching a real companion. Only the truth, not for anything outside capital or temptation. Well, Nabilash karma gyan, neither power nor rest, idleness, nor any fleeting desire, trifle things, neither trifle acquisition nor an organized acquisition or idleness of salvation that enter into zero.
Yes.
To be reduced to be zero. Nidai Gaur Gadadhar, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Gadadhar, Advaita Sivas. Yes.
So, when a devotee notices, how does a devotee rid himself of weeds that have crowded his creeper?
I don't follow.
Once a devotee realizes certain weeds. Certain weeds.
Weeds?
Yes, weeds that have surrounded his creeper of devotion. So, how does he make progress and strength to overcome such weeds?
By self-analysis, from time to time will find out what he, whether he is being misguided by any other ulterior motive thing. Self-analysis. And who, what are they? Ottahara, prayasascha, prajalpa, niyamagraha, janasangascha, laulancha, sarvir bhakti, vinasvati. These are, these six detrimental to devotion proper. In Upadesa Metta, just as before I told that this is contributing to devotion, and this is, this will diminish the devotion. Ottahara means whatever we get to collect that. And to also feed one's own self, feed fat. Not only by this food, but whatever I get, I want something. I want a portion of that thing, not that temperament. Prayasascha. In Bhaktivedanta Thakur, there is Bengali translation of this. And Vishaya prayasis. And for some false errand, and enthusiastic attempt for some undesirable false ascent. Prayasascha, prajalpa. And to the slackness in the mind, and to discuss anything and enter into the discussion of anything and everything. One may be the newspaper, the present topics, the war topics, and some other unnecessary things which happen around, to and lose the reign of our self-control and to allow to enter into discussion of anything and everything outside. But to get prajalpa, niyamagraha, and to give extra attention, abnormal attention to any particular rulings. Rulings are always meant for some stage. And after passing that stage, no longer that ruling is to be applicable to me. Another ruling I shall have to mark. So in particular, just as suppose, in the day, Ekadashi day, we must fast wholesome, without taking any drop of water, to be very much firm to such a ruling. The general rule is, I must keep my body fit for the service of the Lord. So, to take something, something water, some at least sarbat or this one galpa, I must not be very strict, over strict to a particular ruling, so that the general law will be hampered. Niyamagraha, janasangascha, and to be very approachable to the public persons, for politics, sociality, this and that, the poor feeding, all this, is so many conceptions of ideas are there, all around, that we allow to be chased or to be captivated, captured by them. Janasangascha, laulancha. And laulo means the very softness of the nature. Whatever I get, I want to note that. I am going to the market and something is, everything try to capture my attention. So many things. Hundreds of things we find and if anything and everything comes to capture my attention, that is the weakness of the heart or weakness of our promise or our object of life. Whatever I find, I engage myself in that. In the market or anywhere, everywhere, everything is attracting my attention. That we must save ourselves from these natures. उच्चार प्रयासश्च प्रजल्पन्यमग्रह जनसंघश्च लोलनञ्च सद्भिद् भक्ति विनश्यति अनुत्साहात् निश्चय द्वैतात् तत्तत्कर्म प्रवर्तनात् संगोत्यागात् सत्वृत्ति सद्भिद् भक्ति प्रसिद्धति इनक्रीजेस एंड हियर इट डिक्रीजेस डिक्रीज एंड इनक्रीज लाइक दीज प्रैक्टिसेस एंड ऑल्सो देयर आर सम अदर वाचु वेगम मनस क्रोध वेगम जीभा वेगम उदरूपस्थ वेगम एतान वेगान जो विषहित धीर सद्वाम पीमान प्रतिदिन सशिष्यात वाचु वेगम दैट सम नॉट टू गेट कंट्रोल्ड ओवर अवर स्पीच अवर स्पीकिंग नेचर. Anything and everything I speak, and then I repent. Why did I say so? I should not have told that thing, only to pain the heart of that gentleman. Vachu Vegam. When the force comes from within to say something I can't control, I may abuse a sadhu also, sometimes straightforward. I am straightforward, I can say anything and everything to anyone and everyone. And that should not be. We must try to control our the force coming out in the form of speech, talk. We must have some control, balance. We should try to keep up the balance of our mind. Munaso, mental being. Sometimes some idea, the rush of some idea overtakes me and manipulates me to anything and everything. Manasa krodha vegam, I abuse to someone, or by pressure I used to take something which may not be proper diet to me. Out of greed, I took something. Or I took something more, what was not necessary for my health. So krodha vega, then krodha vega, then rough speeches. Krodha jiva vega, what is very tasteful. I am a servant to that slave to the tastefulness. Whatever tasteful may be detrimental to my health, but I cannot control my tongue. I shall try not to be a prey to my tongue, the slave of my tongue. Jivabhag udarabhi, to feed more. Jivabhag means which is suitable. Palatable to the tongue, and udar means to feed one's own food body. Otherwise you think, no, I have not eaten. What is necessary, that sort of food we should take, and that amount of food we should take. What is necessary to keep up the health. Udar upastha vega, then one's earnest desire to be united with the for the men to the women for the men, that is also a great tendency within us. We should try to check that sort of tendency, that is mental, that is not even in the soul, that is only in the mind, and that is the worst cause of our wandering in this world, even from the tree to the demigods. This sort of tendency is flowing, and we must be very cautious not to be prey of such flow. Such flow. It is an universal and very powerful flow, and we shall try our best to keep up aloof from the flow of that plane as much as possible. Po vastuli idam vigan yubshahita dhira. One who can control all these animal tendencies, sarvam api mam prativim sati, he can control the whole world. Prativim sati sharp. One is master of his own self, his own mind, he can be master of the world. But otherwise, in other words, whatever he likes, he can do. He can make fair progress towards his idea. All these things are recorded for our benefit. The person in Upadesanata that was given by Mahaprabhu through Rupa Goswami to us. In details, we shall be very much cautious about all this. All this and animic tendency within us. We are rather slave to them. These different types of mentality, they are masters and they are him, they are slaves. And we must be independent of all these masters. Kamadinam kodita kodita palita durmiris. These are my lords, and they are using me as their slave. Such a helpless life I am living here. In the name of a human being. I have got so many shameful tendencies within us that an animal also may not come to that lower standard. So this is our self-analysis. Our real nature would be like this, shameful nature, within. The enemies are within, not outside. And again, within that, the Lord is there, the conception, the reign, the kingdom of Lord, again, more deeper. We have got that consolation and the hope and the prospect. More powerful, the agents of the Lord. Only we must give a bond and try to keep up our promise, then the help will come from the deeper plane and will drive away all these superficial enemies that are dancing like demons on the surface of our mind. They must be driven away, and the help will come from within. If we seek, we could cooperate. If we invite them, really, then those sadhus, the agents of the Supreme Lord, will come and drive away all this demonic demonstration on the surface of the mind. This is even forever. And we will have a happy engagement in the service of the Lord. We will be free from all these demonic masters. That is not a chief gain, achievement. Gaur Hari Bol.
The process is to recognize the defect and then to pray to Paramatma. to pray.
Yes, Paramatma, to Guru, that is more, to Guru and the devotee, to Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Krishna, Nityananda Prabhu, to pray to Nityananda Prabhu, that should be most fruitful. His incarnation meant only for the fallen. Easily we can get his help, Nityananda, the Lord of the fallen, the chosen Lord of the fallen, Prabhu Nityananda. Guru Nityananda.
There is one story in the Bible where Christ is hearing complaints from the Pharisees, from the priests. They're complaining his disciples are not following certain regulations, certain observances, some austerities. So Christ told them, when the bridegroom is present, the wife is not required to fast.
Not required to?
Fast.
Huh? Not required to?
To fast. Fast?
What is the spelling?
F-A-S-T.
Fasting.
Fast.
Fast.
Not required to fast. But that means that is for service.
Yes.
We must take the service is all important. And the fasting is not the end of life. Service is the end of life. And when service is there, and we shall take food properly, anything and everything, to keep me fit for the service. So that this analogy means that the mere austerity has no value. Austerity which is necessary for the service, for the positive engagement, that sort of austerity, withdrawn from the evil to make fit for our attempt towards positive. So austerity is not his own object. Austerity means withdrawal from the negative side. Withdrawal from the negative side. Service is all important. So yukta vairagya. For the proper service, whatever will be necessary, we should take that much from the fund of Krishna. Everything belongs to Krishna, and we must take food, clothing, whatever is necessary, as much as to satisfy him. The gopis, not only in the case of food, but in the dress also, what Krishna likes, they will dress in that way. That is not luxury. Otherwise, it would be luxury to satisfy her own self or other persons. But it must be regulated to one of aim, what Krishna likes. Their dressing means according to the criterion, the liking of Krishna, they will dress. And not rich or not poor. They are not servant of poverty or well-to-do, but servant of Krishna's sweet will. So here also the meaning goes to that side. The bridegroom is there to serve, to satisfy him. That is the general duty of the wife. So wife must not go to practice austerity. She will take sufficient food so that she may be fit, well fit, to render the greatest service to her Lord. Analogy, the value of analogy.
But after the bridegroom is gone,
the bridegroom was naturally in viraha vipralambha. When they are in viraha vipralambha, they won't like to feed them, not to dress them. It is natural, always feeling the pain of separation. So not well feeding and well dressing and any other things are palatable to them, to a chaste lady. Never. The Lord is Krishna. In His presence, to satisfy Him, we can do anything and everything, whatever we feel necessary. Freely we shall tackle that. But when He is absent, then we cannot but in a reventing mood. Reventing mood, nothing would be tasteful to us, all these things, a natural thing. Viraha and the Milan. The Milan, the union is joyous, and the separation is sorrowful, painful. But it is applied in the ordinary case, and we apply in the case of Krishna, the only Lord of the soul. The Lordship is not to be located anywhere and everywhere. But He is the only Lord of our heart. And for His satisfaction, we shall do anything and everything. For His satisfaction. For the least satisfaction of Him, I shall do anything and everything freely. But when He is not here, then everything is dark to me. I can't see even, I can't hear even, I can't go anything to be stabdha, the movement also being stopped, it may be, according to the position. That is. He will be engaged deeply in abusing his own fate. I am such a distressed, ill-fated person. Krishna has deserted me. In this way he will enter into abusing his own self, his own fate. What to speak of taking food and dressing and going in a pleasure trip. All this nonsense to a heart. It is like that. He has also the practice in Varnasram. When a woman has got his husband, she is allowed to take food and dress in any way and she likes. But when husband dies, they generally practice austerity. Because that serving connection, when you are supplying service to Krishna, you are thriving in your trade. You can spend money amply, but when no demand on that side, the market stands still. No market, not current. So you cannot spend your money like anything. You must be miser, because the market closed. No transaction. The consumer is there, and you have to supply for his consumption. So you can handle anything and everything profusely. And at the same time, in the intermediate position, you are also can enjoy all these things indirectly. Gaur Hari Bol, at the cost of Krishna. His servant. Is not bankrupt, but his connection, that is all in all, everything. So austerity is not a thing which is much recommended, much valued in the sampradaya, really, in the ideal. But we are, as long as we are not in the Krishna conception that he is the only enjoyer, as long as we are enjoyer, so we have to control. And not control from the negative sense by fasting and penances, but by Krishna prasad, tayopu bhukta sagganda vasalankarjan, by the positive engagement, by taking prasadam in both food, clothing, everyone. Everything we must try as remains of Krishna. Anyhow, to intense our connection with Krishna, that is what is necessary. That is positive. And by negative, if we try by negative means, then again with greater interest we will be prey to the reaction. Tāvat jitendriyan nasyat vītanyan liyakumam. No, that is. Indriyani jayantāsu nirahāra munīsino vajjaitātu rasunam tam nirannasya vardhati. By controlling other senses, we cannot really control them all. Until and unless we control our tongue. The tongue is the key point. And if we can control the tongue, then all other senses are automatically controlled. And how to control the tongue? If we abstain from food, the tongue, that will increase. The tongue's capacity, tendency will increase to taste more. And how to control? You are control. You can control all your senses by abnegation, negative side, but with the exception of your tongue. If you go to control the tongue from the indirect direction, the appetite of the tongue will more and more increase. And until and unless you can control the tongue, whenever tongue will begin taking food, all other senses would be rejuvenated. Then what is the solution? Only to take prasadam of Krishna and thereby to control the tongue. Sarira abhidhajal jarendiya tayakal morevare jivasagare tar madhye jivayati lohomaye sudurmati tare yata kochino samsari. Very hard to control the tongue. And that is the key point. Krishna bara dayamaya koribare jivabhai satprasad anna dilabhai. So, Krishna graciously has sent his remains. And you take, this is the remains of Krishna. And that will control the tongue, take towards Krishna prasad. And all other senses will be automatically controlled. Bhagavata, say. Hari Krishna. Gaur. Problem not yet solved fully, is it not? There's some talk with you, make some engagement and some pre-talk, and then definite according to the considering the circumstances and with some restrictions, it may be applied. Then I shall have to ask some questions, and then I can give my final verdict. In which way and how restricted way we can utilize our that capacity for the service of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Is everything for his service, that is very laudable. But some restriction for some particular things, and that may be considered and fixed. What sort of restriction, how much? That make my position safe and not risky. Gaur Hari.
Yes,
Guru. Question?
I have heard in my readings that Krishna's will, the will of Krishna, consorted with speech or Shabda Brahman, which formed the seed which became Brahma.
What do you say? Will of Krishna
consorted,
combined with
the Shabda Brahman.
Shabda Brahma. And then becomes?
It became the seed which later became Brahma.
Seed.
The seed which became Lord Brahma.
Krishna's will generally represented by Baladev. Energy, will. At the back of every existence. Will. Willing. Thinking, feeling, willing. Willing is a fine energy which supplies for the existence of everything. So, Krishna's will, that is the root of everything. But that will is not temporary, but it is eternal. So the appearance of everything is also eternal. Eternal, coexistent with Krishna. Coexistent with Krishna. There is, at the back of the existence of everything, there is will of Krishna. And more explicitly known as Baladev. Willing, thinking, mainly representing Krishna, and the feeling representing mainly Radhika. Radhini, sentiment, emotion. And thinking mainly representing Krishna. All intermixed. But the principle, nature is like that. So he that Krishna, that is Baladev's existence, Sandini Shakti, that is at the back of everything to support, maintain its existence. So not only Brahma, but everything. Everything. That will, thinking, feeling, willing, Sat Chit Ananda, Satyam Sivam Sundaram, Gyanam Vala Kriyacha in Upanishad. Arishya Shakti Dvidaiva Sriyate. Gyanam Vala Kriyacha. Gyan Krishna, Vala, Valadeva. And Kriya means Vilas Radharan. These three aspects of the one Advaita and Absolute. And this way we have to understand. Vrindavan, Vaikuntha, etc. Vrindavan, etc. Golok, everywhere. The energy, the highest principle from which energy is coming, that is generally has got recognition as Baladev. Baladev, and here Nityananda, in Navadvipa. Navadvipa has got also representation eternally in Goloka in one part. Vrindavan and Navadvipa of same value. One is resting within a group and another rests in Navadvipa. It is being distributed to the fallen. That is the difference. Rosh, the ecstasy is of same value. Same value. One is distribution, offering to others, another which is enjoyed among a particular group, selected. That is in Vrindavan, Madhurya, and Audharya. The gist is same in both the places. The quality of the ecstasy, that is equal rank, equal value, generally. But here with a tinge of magnanimity. Krishna.
And Ajojadam?
And in Maya, this area of Maya misconception, the Baladev's Parvati reflection is Mahadev, Shiva. The master of Maya. What do you say?
That you explained that Vrindavan Dham,
yes,
and Navadvip Dham are there in Goloka.
Yes.
So I'm wondering, where is Ayodhya Dham?
Goloka means full-fledged, solid circle, Goloka, like a football. Goloka, solid circle, full-fledged. Representation of the whole, that means Goloka.
Yes.
And the Vaikuntha hemisphere, half, representing the half of the Goloka. Because the measurement by the rasa, 2.5, we find in Vaikuntha, a straight angle.